that? That's what an estimated 500 horsepower sounds like. How about that? That's a premium Bang & Olufsen sound system with 18 speakers and a Beosonic sound experience. And that, that's our legacy. You ready to be a part of it? Unlock the energy of the all-electric ZDX Type S. Order now at Acura.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
I got it.
This meeting is being recorded.
Oh, yeah, man.
Hey, bro.
Hey, dude. What's up, bro?
How you doing?
I'm good, man. Guy, bro. Brother, man. Brosif. Brosifine, the bro-arino.
Bro-ham sandwich.
Whoa! Nice, dude.
Yeah, well, hey, you... Where are you right now, man? I know you're traveling this weekend and stuff like that. Are you, you know,
you never know where the world.
Where in the world are you?
I can't disclose.
Okay, all right.
I can't disclose. I finally understand why Kevin is so secretive. It's very nice.
You finally get it.
Yeah, I get it. There's something free about being so guarded.
About being nowhere.
That's right.
And yeah, yet everywhere.
I'm going to be, I'm the new Enigma. That's my DJ name. I'm a torch. You can hire me to play your
events. New Enigma.
The new Enigma.
Are you going to wear some sort of like thing that covers your face so nobody sees you? Well, too? I mean, like marshmallow and
I haven't worked it out yet. You want to work it out right now on the show?
We might need to.
What could it be? Maybe just like a round hockey puck.
How about this? Can I be part of your entourage?
Of course you can.
If I help you pick your helmet or your hat or whatever, mm-hmm. Can I be part of the entourage?
Dude, even if you don't, you can roll with the new Enigma if you want to.
If I can find you.
Check out the new Enigma featuring B-Boy Fidget dropping soon.
Oh, hell yeah.
Hell yeah, dude.
We got to get Fidget in there, man.
That'd be fun. I actually, we did the toy drive that I was telling you guys about. I was telling you and the missing link about, which, by the way, the missing link has now entered the chat. I'm going to let him in. Ooh. Ooh. So we did the toy drive at Wiener Schnitzel in Fife, two locations in Western Washington,
okay.
Fife and Everett. Go to Wiener Schnitzel. But can I just, in all seriousness, and Wiener Schnitzel is not a sponsor of this show yet. They sponsor the other show that I do, the Seahawks show, Take 12. But they don't sponsor over here yet. They could if they want to, but since they're not over here yet.
You've got plenty of space.
You guys know I'm not lying to you when I say you don't remember how good Wiener Schnitzel is. It's so good.
He's right.
For real.
He's right.
The mini corn dogs, dude, go in for the mini corn dogs. They sell it like 6-pack, 12-pack, 18-pack of mini dogs. Put the mustard right on it. Dip. Mm. They're so crunchy, not greasy. And
chili cheese fries.
The price is so right.
Yeah.
And they don't even sponsor this show. That's how you know I'm telling you the truth.
It's real good.
It is so good.
It's good food.
Fife and Everett.
I mean,
Fife and Everett.
I hear you both loud and clear, okay, but I gotta be honest. Mm. I'm gonna go one step beyond this whole not remembering how good it is.
Uh-huh.
Like, I just didn't remember it was still in existence.
Right.
In all honesty. And I don't wanna just, you know, shit on your sponsor.
You're not, by saying that. No, podcast. Listen, you're not alone.
I didn't even know they were still
alone. Listen, they're not a sponsor, so we need to stop talking about them. But for real. That's not a slam or anything, man, because they're a bit old school. So you kind of do maybe think, hey, maybe they're not here anymore. But the thing is, they are. There's one in Everett. It's been there since the 60s. There's one in Fife. They're both playfully painted yellow and red. They're run by the nicest family in the world up there. So locally owned by a beautifully nice local family. Locally owned and operated, and it is delicious.
Okay.
The link is here, but I think he might just be listening today. Is that what's going on?
Is he not? Yeah.
He's not going to show his face around here.
He said he sent an email with some notes.
Okay.
Check the email.
He's a listener today.
Well, he's in the room, so if he's got anything to add, put it in the chat.
Sup, guys?
I'll be Ryan's voice. I'll be the link. Sup, guys?
He really did say that. This could be fun.
What else has he got to say?
Wow, Ryan is awesome.
What else?
Release the show.
Young fish. What's cracking? What's cracking? We cracking. We cracking. We dipping. We diving. We sliding. We snapping. Hockey in Seattle, boy. We all about the action. Release the show. Release the show.
Welcome to Release the Show.
Hello.
I'm Brett. He's Chris.
That's me.
The missing link is in the chat. Producer Katie is in the room. Welcome
As
to the show.
The missing link.
Yeah, hey, guys.
Release the show coming to you from the unsponsored digital studio. If you'd like to sponsor the show. Did he put that in the chat or are you just riffing?
No, I was just, that was just me. That's why I was laughing.
Yeah.
I made myself laugh.
Just going for it. All right. Welcome to the show, everybody.
That's not how Ryan laughs. Come on.
Oh, shoot.
ReleaseTheShow@gmail.com is the email address. @ReleaseTheShow on all social medias. And also, ReleaseTheRants@gmail.com, where you guys can rant about anything anonymously. Just go for it over there. It's all good. Chris.
Let it rip.
Our Kraken. Far be it for us to start talking hockey right away, but let's do it, Chris.
What?
This show is about hockey. Chris, our Kraken. They went on a 3-game bender that was not very much fun to live through. However, we are recording this episode the morning after? No. Let's see. Two mornings after.
Yes, you're talking about from their get right game.
Smoked. The hated Florida Panthers, which as loyal listeners to Release the Show, no. The first 100, hashtag the first 100 listeners to Release the Show. Still remember that on episode 1, I believe, or episode 2, we arbitrarily picked a nemesis. And we picked on the show the Florida Panthers randomly. And this is shaping up to be a sick rivalry, dude. Like, we got them last year. They got us a little bit this year. We got them back again. They scored 5 on us. We scored 5 on them. And I just think it's hilarious and tickles my funny bone that we picked them out of the blue and this is what's happening with them. But then also, it is a lot of fun what's happening with them, and that was a really fun game. Chris, go!
Yeah, they smoked us. We smoked them.
That's right.
And this is an actual rivalry. I hate to bring up those damn Canucks because I don't even want to mention them on this show.
Then don't.
We actually have them coming up. Yeah, right, I shouldn't. Can I take... I guess we can edit that, right? I don't know. You can keep it in if you want. But this is what I'm talking about, and we knew it. I mean, as is often the case on this show, we knew it. We had the foresight to call that out. Hashtag first 100 sitting back, telling their children right now. I remember way back when Released the Show, mentioned those Panthers. I was like, no, the Nucks. And it was like, no, the Panthers.
Yeah, it's
and
the
here
Panthers.
We are.
Yeah.
Here we are. Smoking and getting smoked.
Well, and they're good, too. That's the thing. Like, we have this supposed rivalry with the Canucks, but they kind of suck. And then we suck when we play them. So it's not really shaping up to be what everybody wants it to be. But the Panthers, that's a good team. You know? Yeah. I mean, that's a team that you want to beat. That's a team that you want to measure yourself against. So the fact that they beat us sometimes, I mean, hey, that's going to happen. They're a good team. But the fact that we can get them and that our team gets up to play them, whether it's home or road, is really fun. And it's what made the great rivalries in Seattle sports great throughout the years from, you know, Seahawks, Niners. It's always better when the Niners are, you know, decent, and it's because then the matchups are, you know, they mean more. And so these Panthers teams are good, and it's fun to beat them.
Yeah, you don't want one team to be, you know, just abysmal,
right?
And you just, every time you go to your rival, you just kill them. Yes, it's, I'm of that mindset too. I'm not like, I have to win and it doesn't matter. No, I want a good game. I want them to be competitive.
Sure.
I want to beat them at their best.
Look, if they've been talking for a few years, then if you stomp them 8-0, it really feels good. Right? Mm. But it's really nice when they're good games. And we needed that one though. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, I mean, let's
forget about who it was about. We needed that game because we were on a heater and we were all excited over here. You guys were nervous Seattle fans. I tried to tell you to stay positive, but it did sort of start to go off a cliff a little bit, and they needed that one because they got a tough stretch coming up here, man.
Yeah, I mean, I hate to say it, but my Seattle sports fan fears were close to being realized. They got tickled. With that 3-game losing streak. Is that can fears get tickled?
Sure.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I know a lot of other things that can get tickled, but let's not digress down that path, okay? our aggressive levels that game were back. And I don't know. I mean, I wish the link were on here and maybe he could tell me because.
Yeah, put it in the chat.
Maybe the impersonating link can tell me, but.
Yeah, what?
Is it just that there he is that it's just a long, grueling season and there's nothing you can do about it. You're going to go through stretches where your play is not as aggressive, is not as you're not just taking it to the other team for whatever reason. You're tired. You're coming off a couple of back to backs, whatever. And so you're a little lackadaisical and someone takes it to you and then so be it. Because this game, we were the aggressors. We frustrated the crap out of them. Like and that's what happened in the end when, what's his name? Stupid Lomberg or whatever took a cheap shot on Schultz and whatnot.
Well,
but like they were just frustrated all game.
Yeah. So we'll go backwards in time a little bit on this episode. I was going to bring that up. I wrote down, Matty B defends Schultz's honor.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And I mean, we got to get into this here because Matty B, not only a goal scorer, but he wants to mix it up, especially if he sees somebody, you know, taking cheap shots at his teammate there. And it's good to see him going after and supporting his guys, right? I mean, that's what you want from one of the leaders on the team. Even though he's a goal scorer, he's probably not a guy that typically is going to get in a lot of fights, but cool to see him mix it up, right?
I mean, I'm not a stat keeper, but I'm pretty sure that was his first fight. I mean, I don't know if I'm allowed to call him, you know, baby boy, but baby boy Beniers got into his first NHL fight.
That's his boxing name? Babyface?
Babyface Beniers.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, it should be Babyface Beniers.
Yeah, all right. When he gets in a fight, that's his nickname.
Yeah.
No, we got to stick with baby boy. That's what you said first.
Yeah, I guess, but you know, I mean, like...
And
there's a movie.
Yeah, all right. Well, what did you think
of Matt's? Test him out.
What did you think of Matt's first fight?
Well, you know, he really just kind of got in there and shoved him pretty hard. And then Lomberg kind of went to town. I mean, they all got tackled pretty quickly.
Yeah.
And Matty B probably came out looking the worst of it with, you know, I think he had some blood coming down or at least a decent amount of redness all in the face and stuff like that. I don't think he landed much.
No.
But just the fact that he stepped in there to defend, you know, it was a good first. I'm hoping for more. Let's just put it that way.
Hey, shooter's got to shoot, you know. He's a shooter. He's not a fighter. But he shot his shot. And he, you know, but the thing is, though, and I think what the link or Gizmo or Tomlinson, if they were to be on here, would tell us is that it's all about team bonding. And I've seen all those hockey movies where your guy goes out there, he mixes it up, he's protecting somebody. And what, like what you said with the how the scrum kind of took over, it was nice to see everybody then jumping in for Matt also, right? So Matt's jumping in for someone, then the team's jumping in for Matt because he's the star. They're backing up the star. It's gotta pay dividends in the locker room, right? I think that's what Link and Gizmo and Tomlinson would tell us.
Link says, hockey is hard, long season. It's a grind.
Yeah.
Shows heart that you can jump in a fight like that.
See, shows heart, which is good. It's a gritty, gritty, tough team. Shows heart. That's right. I like that. Okay, but
is
coming
that
up. Coming up, though, they go at Tampa Bay, and then they go, which is tonight as we as we're recording this. So they go at Tampa Bay tonight, and then they go Hurricanes, which is always a tough stretch there. And then Winnipeg, which for some reason they keep dropping games to Winnipeg, even though I believe Winnipegers should be these easy, not easy, but they should be winnable games. But for some reason, we lose to them.
Is that what they're called? Winnipeggers?
The Winnipeggers, yeah.
Okay.
That's Winnipeg, come on, you know that. Those are people from Winnipeg. Right?
I'm new to hockey, but yeah.
I mean, Winnipeg isn't in first place in the Central, but come on, it's the Central. No, I'm just kidding. I mean, they're a good team. But for some reason, I don't pay them no never mind, but they are a good team. So this is three good teams here right in a row, man. I mean
you got the Flames, you got the Oilers even later on. I mean, we've got a tough schedule right now, but I will say, if I remember correctly, through our first season and now, I don't know how many times we played them. We've never beat the Lightning.
No, I don't
think
we have.
We have never beat Tampa Bay.
No,
we got them tonight as we're recording this. So, like, I mean, that's we need to carry this over. We need to carry one beat down to the next.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Now's the time. Okay. So now is the part where Link starts telling us it's all about momentum and you can get on a roll in a hockey season.
It's all about momentum. You can get on a roll in a hockey season.
Absolutely.
There you go.
Pucks
like,
start
right
to fall
on
your
point,
way.
Right
you
on
know?
Cue.
Momentum goes your way. Look, I like the way the team's been playing. You know, lots of shots on goal, physical, and with some energy. And that's how they have to play every single night, right?
We're cleaning up the middle, like the neutral zone against the Panthers. Mm-hmm.
Ooh, here's some like, hockey talk. Neutral zone.
Yeah,
I like it. Okay,
the
go.
The neutral zone, baby, yeah, man. Like, we controlled that. We cleared it out. Our forecheck was great. You want hockey? There you go.
Yeah.
Like, and that's something that I love about our guy, Maddie. Maddie B, the baby-faced boxing assassin.
I like Babyface Beniers. That's a good nickname. Good. I like it.
Babyface Beniers. He literally, I mean, with his speed on the ice, he's such an offensive, like you said, like juggernaut, but he plays defense.
Yeah.
Like his line pairing with Dan and the Salmon McCannon.
Yeah.
Like he's mixing it up on both sides, and he's young and fast in order to be able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And he helps clean up that middle. He can go back, get the puck himself and bring it all the way up. Like, the more that we are playing both sides like that, I mean, and it comes with energy. It comes with aggression, like we've already been talking about. And so that's why I asked that question to the Link, is that it's just like, if we can keep the pressure on, like we did last game, we've got the weapons. We've got the team makeup to be really, really good.
Yeah.
It's just those nights that we take off. And you know, maybe you just have to take some nights off.
Well, there's a guy, though, that we're going to be without going forward. All right. So I don't know if it's breaking news or whatever, but we haven't talked about it on here yet. Jamie Oleksiak suspended 3 games.
Yeah, the big rig.
For his shenanigans or the shenanigans or whatever. I mean, fair, foul, proper judgment handed out? How do you feel about this?
You know, I think it was fair. It was shoulder, but to the head area. Like, I feel like they're, I don't know about the old NHL, the old times of hockey. Maybe that's just a normal, good old-fashioned, you know, a collision. Takedown, whatever. But in the new day and age, thinking about concussions, that's where I'm going with this.
Yeah.
Concussions is a big thing. Protecting players, I think it's the right call, unfortunately. But
yeah, well, he's a big dude. So when he runs into people, like, there's stuff's going to happen, right?
Heads are going to explode.
I don't know. I'm too new in my NHL fandom to know whether it's really like a fair, you know, length of a suspension or not. I mean, 3 games seems like kind of a lot, though, really. I mean, you know, like that's a good bit, I feel like, you know?
It is. Mm-hmm. It is, but we, you know, our defense, I think, has been playing well.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, Dunn and Larson are just a pairing made in heaven. They're loving playing with each other.
But I don't think Oleksiak's, like, shown himself to be a dirty player or anything like that so far in the time I've seen him. I'm just saying, I think 1 game would have done it. I don't think it had to be 3.
Yeah, that's all
I'm saying. 3 games
I can see that. Now, we won so far without him, so.
That's true.
I don't know. Devil's advocate, maybe we're better without the big rig.
Yeah, but just kidding. Come on, he's the rig. He's the rig, man. No, come on. Don't say that.
Hey, no. Can I say that?
Oh, yeah, man. Even Ryan's upset.
Ryan's upset with me now.
Even Ryan's upset. Careful. All right. How about this? Let's talk about our guy, Shane Wright. Who from now on will be singing Oh Canada because he has joined the Canadian team or whatever. So this is a bit like soccer or something. Sometimes I guess you like loan a guy out or they leave the team to go join the national squad or whatever it is. But he's going to be playing for Canada. Probably get some good experience. It's probably like going to the AHL little stint that he did, right? I'm sure maybe Ryan would say this will be good experience, some maturity, all that kind of stuff, come back. Some seasoning on him and stuff like that. But either way, he's gone for now. So
I hope. But yeah. Like, it's like this whole thing, you know? I mean, again, I'm not an NHL GM or head coach, but it was like we were all just
getting excited.
Oh my God, we got the right stuff. He fell to us. And then like he wasn't getting any time. And then we didn't send him down. He wasn't getting any time. And then we loaned him out down to Coachella. And then he finally was coming back. We were like, yes. And he scored a goal in his first game back and against the team that didn't pick him.
So come away from you.
And then he's gone again. I mean, like, yeah, go ahead, go play for Team Canada. So, you know, yeah, it's probably just a part of his development and everything's going to be fine. But I'm just like, come on, man. I just got excited for him and now he's here and now he's gone.
I know. But maybe he'll come back a better player. Ryan in the chat, which he's not showing his face. He's still ducking the show. But in the chat, he says playing in the World Juniors is huge. So there you go. Don't be sad.
He'll I mean, huge back. For him. It's not huge for me.
Don't think so short term, Chris. Let's think long term. All right.
In this day and age, that's what it's about. Okay. Instant gratification.
I know.
We're not delaying gratification these days.
Come on.
I'm not even a millennial.
You're an old man. You should want things to go slower. Anyway. All right. Well, he'll be back. Don't worry. He'll
just
be back.
Just because I move slower.
All right. Before the next topic. Dear listeners, there's something we must discuss about the fans. I got to do a read. BetOnline.ag, everybody. The only
Wait,
place to wager.
I didn't know where you're going with that. I was going to do it.
Nope. You lose. The only place to wager on the internet that is
BetOnline.
Worth it.
Good job.
BetOnline.ag, everybody. Forget all other places to wager. Go to BetOnline.ag. Use the mobile browser. That doesn't make sense. Use the browser or your mobile phone and the app, their award-winning app, BetOnline.ag.
This is terrible.
It's award-winning, man. They're an award-winning app, I think.
No, your read is terrible.
Is that
yes,
right?
They're great.
Yeah, have they won an award? No, I don't know. Just take my word for it. They're an award-winning app. BetOnline.ag. Use our promo code BELIEVE50, spelled our way, BLEAV50, for a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline.ag, where the game starts. Chris, hold on. I got to press my cough button. I got a cough coming. Hold on. There we go.
Your cough button just sounds like the mute button. Is
wow.
It?
Yeah.
I was expecting some other sound effect that would have been much more interesting to our listeners than just silence. But
dude, okay. That would have grossed everybody out. Like, you're all welcome that I saved you from that. Chris, I got a beef.
I got a beef, and other Kraken fans have a beef, and I've been talking to other Kraken fans, and we got beef, and I got beef, and they got beef, and we got beef, oh, wow. And I got beef.
Moo!
Dang.
Dude.
Sounds like a lot of cholesterol.
Hear me now, hear me forever, Kraken Nation. When you go to Climate Pledge Arena to a Kraken game to support our Kraken, and you are watching the game from your seat, stay seated until the play is over and the puck is out of play. Then get up and walk down the aisle to leave or do whatever it is you're going to do. And also, thus, if you are coming back into the stadium, wait up there by the doors until the puck is... what is it, everybody? Until the puck is out of
in the
play,
net.
Not in play. Then come back down. Then you make everyone stand up. Then you get back to your seat. Public service announcement from me and some of my fellow Kraken fans that I've been talking to on some of my travels. All right? They wanted me to bring it up on the show. I wanted to bring it up anyway. It's a problem. It's a problem, it's a problem, it's a problem. You guys, you're at a hockey game. If the puck is in play, watch the puck because A, you don't want to get drilled in the face, and B, you might miss something exciting happening in the game that you're there to see. Man, I'm telling you, dude. I'm telling you. When I go to a game at Climate Pledge, and I know we're new fans. We're new fans and everything, but this is season two, so let's step it up, okay? No standing while the game is going on unless it's an emergency situation. I mean, you better be, you know, turtle heading it or something. It better be a situation.
Prairie dogging, turtle heading. Oh, yeah.
So there you go. All right, everybody, stay seated, pay attention to the game, watch and support the guys, wait for the puck to be out of play or there to be a commercial break or there to be any sort of break in the game, and then you can do whatever you want.
So were all those dings because you were making great points and it was like, ding, like what a great point and great thing to say, or were those points for you?
They're points.
So you've been giving yourself points. So you're like 4-0 at this point.
Let's just, episode. I'm not saying they're my points. They're just points.
It could be just points in general is what you're saying. But they could be your points. So now I'm accruing points. Oh, this is fun. But I got to say that was a much different spin. This is like a throwback episode to, again, hashtag first 100, to Hot for Teacher Kevin. I mean, You were teaching there. But that was a little, that might have been more like hot-headed for teacher Brett. you were like.
I like that.
You were like scolding your class.
You're totally
right. But you were teaching. You brought that segment back right there to teach our listeners about hockey etiquette.
Well,
I mean, come on.
This is what they do.
Don't get up when the puck's in play.
This is what they do at other arenas and places where they've had teams longer. And it's sort of, it is the fan etiquette and what to do. And I've been I went to the Seahawk game this last weekend in Seattle.
Oh,
Carolina game. Unfortunately, you know, we lost. But I was running into Seahawk fans and Kraken fans. I was there covering the other podcast. But people were coming up to me saying, hey, I also listen to Release the Show. I'm a Kraken fan.
Yep.
Can you do us and everybody a favor and tell everybody on the show? And I said, you're totally right. And that's been bugging me every time I've been going also. And I need to bring it up. Something needs to be said.
Well, I like that. We need to do more hot-headed Brett PSAs.
Uh-huh. Well, you guys can send your thoughts to releasetheshow@gmail.com or releasetherants@gmail.com anytime you want. If you got suggestions, you want to hear us speak on something on the show, that's how we do it around here.
Yeah, I like it. And it needs to be said.
It does.
Okay?
It does.
I mean, it does. It shouldn't. It shouldn't. Right? But it does.
Yeah.
What are you freaking blocking me for?
You got anything else?
Bro ham sandwich? Sit down.
You got anything else before we get out of there? Out of here?
Well,
what else you got?
You know, I just wanted to hear The Missing Link maybe one more time.
Nah, he's got nothing.
You forgot about the Epic Seats giveaway. We're giving away tickets to the game. What's the passcode?
See?
The Epic Seats giveaway. Good. Very good. producer.
Thanks,
against the Blues.
Link. Thanks, Link. I appreciate you jumping in
on
there.
On the 20th. That's right. Epic Seats.
Okay, so we're giving away tickets to the Blues game. It's at Climate Pledge, though. So if you want to go boo the Blues at Climate Pledge, but make sure to not stand up while the puck is in play.
Do you remember the phrase?
Email us the phrase that pays, which for this round of tickets is, of course,
release the show has done it again.
That was a really bad Ryan impression.
Now that could
it's
be
really bad.
That could be an apostrophe S or the word has in there. It's, has. It doesn't have to
Ryan.
Be exact also.
I think the link is prairie dogging over there.
Dude, come on. The puck is in play, man. Sit down.
Come on, I gotta,
sit down. Oh, come on.
Release the show. Start it again.
For the missing link and producer Katie and Chris, I'm Brett. Thanks for listening, everybody. Release the show at gmail.com, at release the show on all social media. Check us out. For now, we're out of here. Go Kraken, right? Go Kraken, Chris.
Go Kraken. Go taking Kraken. Down the Lightning.
See you next time.
See ya.
Oh, no, do it again. Get us a clean one.
See ya. Was that clean?
Did you hear that? That's what an estimated 500 horsepower sounds like. Exco, give it to you. How about that? That's a premium Bang & Olufsen sound system with 18 speakers and a Beosonic sound experience. And that's our legacy. You ready to be a part of it? Exco, give it to you. Unlock the energy of the all-electric ZDX Type S. Give up. Order now at Acura.com.
Save big money on everything now at Menards. Make quick work of your outdoor cleaning project with Masterforce outdoor and landscaping tools. The 80-volt cordless trimmer is powerful, efficient, and hassle-free, so you spend less time working on your yard and more time enjoying the results. On sale now through May 19th. Check out our wide selection of Masterforce tools and see the rest of our deals on Menards.com. Save big.